This week's parsha is Parshas Chayisara. And with Parshas Chayisara, the life of Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu come to a close. And Perek Chaf Gimel, Sarah Imenu dies at the age of 127. Avraham Avinu purchases the Ma'aras HaMachpelah and he buries his beloved wife. And Perek Chaf Dalet, we have the first Shidduch in the Torah, where Avram sends his trusty servant to find a Shidduch for his son Yitzchak, and the second matriarch and patriarch take the stage. And Perek Chaf Hei, Avraham Avinu actually dies. Perek Chaf Hei is only the beginning of Perek Chaf Hei. We learn about the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim when Hashem comes to be Menachem Avel Yitzchak, and the Gemara quotes Sota Yodalat Aleph. We quoted that Gemara last week. The Gemara last week, we said, teaches us about the importance of Bikur Cholim. Hashem comes to do Bikur Cholim. We must do Bikur Cholim. And this week's parasha, Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Yod Aleph, I believe Hashem comes to be Menachem Avel Yitzchak, and the Gemara teaches us that just like Hashem did Nichum Avelim, we must do Nichum Avelim. So we have the death of Misas and Kavura Sarah. We have the first Shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka. And we have Misa and Kavura Avram Avinu in this week's parasha as well. So a lot happens. And yes, it's Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, where Hashem comes to visit Yitzchak to do the Brech of Nichum Avelim. I want to quote for you a beautiful, beautiful insight and important lesson that is brought down in the Sefer called Shalom Rav, Torah Insights on the Weekly Parsha by Rabbi Shalom Rosner. And he writes so beautifully, and it's so important. Parashas Chayisara begins with the death of Sarah and with Avram's eulogy and weeping. We know, Vayavo Avram lispo l'sara v'livkosa. This account comes on the heels of the Akedah. Last week, Perek Chaf Beis was the Akedas Yitzchak, and right after that, Perek Chaf Gimel, we read of the death of Sarah. And Rashi, says Rabbi Rosner, makes the connection between the end of Parshas Vayera and the beginning of Parshas Chayisara. Rashi says that Sarah Imenu's death was caused by the news that her son was on the altar and he had almost been killed. According to most Rishonim, the Akedah was the pinnacle, the binding of Isaac was the pinnacle of Avraham Avinu's life. It was the 10th test. Chazal tells in Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Avos, the beginning of Perek Hei in Pirkei Avos, Basar Nisyonus Nisnasa Avraham Avinu Alav Hashem V'amad B'kulam. Avraham Avinu was tested with 10 tests. He withstood them all, but the Mishnah does not tell us those 10 tests. So the commentators take different approaches, and each commentator has, the Rambam has his count of the 10 tests, and the Bar Tanura has his count, and Rashi has his count. What exactly were the 10 tests? Most commentators say that the 10th and final test of Avraham Avinu's life was the Akedah, the binding of Yitzchak. However, some say that the Misa and Kavura Sarah in Perek Chaf Gimel was the 10th test. Now, she was 127 years old. What was the test? Yes, it was a loss, but the way of the world is that no one lives forever. So it's not that the Misa was the test, but rather the Kavura, the burial of Sarah, was the test. And here Rabbi Rosner is going to bring us a very beautiful pshat. What exactly was the test in Kavura Sarah? According to most Rishonim, says Rabbi Rosner, the Akedah was the pinnacle of Avraham Avinu's life. It was the 10th test, after which Hashem declared, Ata yodati ki yarei Elokim ata. Now I know you are God-fearing. However, there are some Rishonim, says Rabbi Rosner, who claim that Avram's test didn't end there. There was one more Nisayon, that of bearing Sarah. How was bearing Sarah a Nisayon? So on the Pshat, it seems that God told Avram in the beginning of Lech Lecha Perek Beis, this land is yours. I'm going to give you the whole land. Now his wife died and he has nowhere to bury his land. He has to pay 400 silver shekel over Lesacher for land that's his. Imagine you come home and it's your own house. And someone says, oh, you know what? That's very nice. You have to pay me 400 silver shekel to go into your bedroom. What do you mean I have to pay you 400 silver shekel? It's my own bedroom. No, you have to pay me. So on the pshat, that was the test. But Rabbi Rosner brings down, based on the Michtav Me'eliyahu, Rav Dessler Zatzal, a different aspect. And listen to what Rabbi Rosner says. He returns from the Akedah. He finds his wife dead. Imagine the emotional roller coaster that Avraham Avinu experienced. He had 3 days as he walked up to the mountain to think about the thought that he was about to shecht his son that he waited 100 years for. Then he arrives at the top of Mount Moriah. He ties up his beloved son. He's ready to shecht him, even though it doesn't make sense. The Medrash says, Beferish, Medrash, Bereshis, Rabba, Vayera, Parsha, Nun, Vav, that Avraham Avinu said to God, I had a lot of questions I couldn't have asked you by the Akedah. A lot of questions I could have asked you, but I didn't ask. Ayami li mala hashiv, v'lo asakein. The Akedah doesn't make sense. It's such a test. You told me through Yitzchak Avraham's progeny. Then you tell me to shecht your son. I walked for 3 days. I got over the all obstacles of the Satan, as Medrash Tanchuma tells us. And I'm about to shecht him. And then I lift the knife, tears streaming from his eyes. And the Malach stops him at the last second. The emotions are at a climax. And they're abruptly interrupted. Then he returns home, only to find his beloved Sarah was no longer there. Ayavo Avram lispol the Sar Viliv Kosa. She died while he was gone. And he may have felt perhaps it was his fault because of what Hashem told him to do. There is such a whirlwind of painful emotions. The emotion of taking his son, listening to God's command, walking for 3 days, binding his son, picking up the knife, and stopping. And then finally coming home, and Baruch Hashem, we didn't have to shech the son. He's gonna tell Sarah, our son is still alive. And then she's dead. And then on top of that, he had to go through the whole process with Ephron the trickster. Take the land, don't pay anything for the land. What's 400 silver shekel between friends? He's to pay an exorbitant sum, so to speak, to enter his own bedroom. Ephron changes his colors. In the beginning, he appears to be so generous. And then he says, no, pay me a fortune. He went through all this just to bury Sarah. Writes Rabbi Rosner, based on the Michtav Me'eliyahu Rav Dessler. When Avram Avinu approached Ephron to purchase the Ma'arasa Machpelah, and he had to deal with his trickery, Sarah was newly deceased. Her body lay before her beloved husband, awaiting burial. Who can imagine his pain and his anguish at that moment? Yet despite everything he had gone through, he acted towards Ephron with the utmost respect. His midos, his character traits, his behavior was refined, was dignified, was exemplary. We learn from Avram Avinu, says Rabbi Rosner, that just because we're having a bad day, it doesn't mean we have the right to spread that with those around us. Our face is Rishus HaRabim, public property, and one is prohibited from placing a stumbling block in Rishus HaRabim. We cannot let our negative emotions, our bad day, our bad face affect other people. Avram was having, says Rabbi Rosner, an emotional day, more so than maybe anyone in history ever had. And even so, in public, when dealing with others, he acted cool, calm, and collected. Even though he knew they were not very honest, they were not very straight. We can learn from Avraham Avinu, says Rabbi Rosner, the way in which B'nai Torah must act, even when we're going through difficult or challenging times. When we go into Rishus HaRabim, we have to be careful not to take our negative mood out on others. We must learn from Avram. The test of Kavura Sarah was not only buying the burial plot. It was learning to treat others with respect and patience despite the trials that I am going through. And Rabbi Rosner quotes Rav Dessler in his Michtav Me'eliyahu, teaches us a lesson, he says, that should serve as a message to us, quote, every day of our lives. First, says Rabbi Dessler, a person must fix his midos, and only then can the Torah rest properly upon him. Someone might learn a lot of Torah, but if he does not have midos tovos, the Torah does not rest upon him. And then his Torah will be crooked and warped, because there is no receptacle in his personality within which the Torah may reside. The way to strive in Torah, says Rav Dessler, and I'm quoting Rabbi Rosner, is through proper midos. And this is how we learn the greatest test experienced by Avraham Avinu. What a fantastic pshat. What exactly was the test of Avraham Avinu here? It wasn't only that he had to go shecht Yitzchak. It wasn't only that he had to stop from shechting Yitzchak. It wasn't enough that his wife just died. It wasn't enough that he had to pay 400 silver shekel for what was rightly his. It's my land. Are you crazy? I have to pay for what's mine. But after everything he had been through, to have the clarity, the peace of mind, the realization that every opportunity in our lives is a Kiddush Hashem, the understanding when he was dealing with Ephron the trickster, who first said, take it, it's yours, and then he said, no, pay me 400 silver shekel, to maintain his dignity, his polite mannerisms, to make a Kiddush Hashem improper behavior despite everything that he had gone through, that is a true test. And perhaps that's one way to understand the final and 10th test of Avraham Avinu, to behave with dignity, with midos tovos, with a kind word, with patience, Wow, what a lesson to everyone we meet, no matter what we are going through, because like Rav Dessler has famously said, one's face is public property. This truly is a test, a nisayon, and it is truly something we must strive to reach and embody in our very own lives, called Mashu Yirel Avos Simon Labanim. Everything that happened to our patriarchs is a lesson, a reminder, and a path for us. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos, Kol Tov, and thank you for learning with me.